Praise the Lord. Happy to be out tonight. Oh, I love the Lord. You can stand. So go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Lord, we're so thankful for every opportunity, Lord, that you give us. Lord, to come into the house of the Lord. Lord, there's just something special, Lord, that when we come in, Lord, and fill in your holy presence here, Lord. Lord, being with brothers and sisters of like faith, Lord. And we come together tonight, Lord, to worship you and to praise your holy name. And Lord, when we look at some of these songs, Lord, and we look at our lives and see, Lord, where you brought us from. And we look around, many millions of people today, I'm sure, have gathered in their lodges, Lord, and call themselves Christians, Lord, and think they're on their way to heaven. But the great God, Creator, yourself, come down here and spoke through a man's lips and was showing us that, Lord, our lives are showing which way we're headed, that we're not blind, Lord, that, Lord, you're leading us and you're guiding us, and, Lord, every step of the way, and that, Lord, one of these days, Lord, we'll reach that finish line. Lord, there's nothing in ourselves that we can brag about. Lord, it's all by your mercy and your grace. Lord, what you have done for us. That even the desire that you place in our heart to be here tonight, Lord, it come from you. And we just pray, Lord, that you just bless the service. Have your way, Lord, and bless our hearts, Lord, that we'd be hungry to receive revelation of that word that you've laid on our brother's heart. To help your little elect to take another step tonight, Lord. And draw closer to you, Lord. And we just love and appreciate you for all that you've done for us. And just ask that you just have the preeminence in the service. We ask it in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. If you'll turn your only bleed books over to page 231. Is my Lord satisfied with me? You know, I hope each and every one of our desires is, as our brother's been preaching on, that perfect, precise way, exactly what the word says will be right before his coming. May that just burn in our hearts. Amen. One glorious day, Jesus came and made me whole. So completely then satisfied my soul. As I face life's dark, troubled, stormy sea, I wonder if he is satisfied with me. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what he'd have it be. Then when I come to that great eternity, his smile will say he is satisfied with me. I'm satisfied with God's great redemption plan. Listen now. I'm satisfied, it's sufficient for all men. I'm satisfied with his work on Calvary. But is my Lord fully satisfied with me? I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what he'd have it be. Then when I come to that great eternity, his smile will say he is satisfied with me. Lord, give me strength, give me courage, make me bold. That I might lead some lost sheep into that fold. I may stand unafraid and unafraid.
that you might be fully satisfied with me. Amen. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want to life to be what he'd have it be. Then when I come to that great eternity, his smile will say he is satisfied with me. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. How we just glorify you, Lord, tonight. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. Oh, Lord, may that be each and every one of our desires tonight, Lord, that you would be satisfied with us. Amen. You know, you may be going through things in life. Maybe you get a little weak. Maybe you feel like giving up. Satan tries to get in your mind. Maybe just let off a little bit. You know, you've been pressing too hard. You maybe the devil tried to lie to you, say you pray too much, you do this too much, but the Lord, is he satisfied with me today? If I look at my life today when I got out of bed till tonight when we come to service, could anybody put anything on my life? Is there something I could be more bolder? You know, taking a stand for that word. Some of these things in this song. Lord, is that what in my life living, even today? And if it's not, exactly like he said, oh God, may that desire burn in my heart to press on, to making sure that he's satisfied, not everybody else, what they think. They may think you're living a good life. They may say, that's a great Christian. I couldn't be like that person. I don't have what that person has. And going to a message church today, people say that. But God, let him be burning in our lives. May there be that joy in our hearts. May there be just something in there that we're not satisfied until we reach that height. What God is looking for out of us, even in our song service tonight, is he satisfied with how we're singing to him, that we're thinking, or do we think on other things? But let there be a joy that people can see in our hearts, in our lives, that there's something different with us. I know it's nothing I've done. I was thinking today as our brother was preaching, looking at my own life. Thank you, Lord, that you brought me out of the field, that you brought me in, Lord. And not only did that, but you're revealing yourself to me. You're assuring me. You're getting me ready. Oh, my, I just give a little testimony. I had a test and trial yesterday. I won't go through the whole details, but matching exactly what our brother was saying. And that wasn't me, because if that would have been me going through that test and trial and doing it the way I would have before, it wouldn't have had the outcome it did. But God, moving on the scene, nothing in my heart against the man. I was willing to sign my spots over at the flea market. I was willing to give something up. Never had no ill intentions against him. And I got through that test and trial, no problems. And I was thanking the Lord for that test and trial. Thank you, Lord, because as we see that life becoming into that body of Christ headed one coming together, oh, how you should be excited. When you know that there wasn't nothing in your heart. You know, and you can apply it to any test and trial you're going through. Amen. Amen. Lord, give me strength. Give me courage. Make me bold. Amen. That I might lead some lost sheep into thy fold. Amen. My stand, afraid I move for thee. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, dear Lord. Want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want to lie. Amen. Think about it. Does your life show that? What God is looking for? Amen. Hallelujah. Eternity. Amen. His smile will say he is satisfied with me. Amen. Glory to your holy name, Lord. How I just love you tonight. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Oh, praise his holy name. Let's just sing that song right there. Jesus, hold my hand. Amen. I need him to hold my hand every step of the way. As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. leads me safely through the sinking sand. Is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. I need thy light to guide me day and night, blessed Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, hold my hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Through this pilgrim land, oh, take me by the power. Hear my feeble plea, oh Lord. Look down on me when I kneel in prayer. That I may see the blessed way. Keep me that I may be holy, thine, and sing redemption song someday. I will be a soldier brave and true, and ever firmly take a stand. As I homeward go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by setting of the sun. Lead me safely to a land of rest, by a crown of life have won. I have put my faith in thee, dear Lord, that I may reach a golden. That's a, amen. Hallelujah. Friend on whom I can depend, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Amen. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy love him and appreciate him for all that he's doing. Amen. Let's turn over to page 244. Heaven's Jubilee. Amen. Some glad morning. Yes, that's going to come to pass because he promised it would. And by faith, knowing I'm going to see him in that eastern sky come one of these days. Hallelujah. Amen. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee. yonder in the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we see our blessed Savior in the skies. Seems that now I almost see all the sainted dead rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change with them to be amen. All the living saints to fly to that jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. With all that heavenly host, we begin to sing, amen, yes, hallelujah, how the heavens will ring. What is where will be that song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages on heaven's jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting. Be singing and praising now before that day even comes, just bubbling out of our souls. Oh, hallelujah! Praise the Lord, amen. You may be seated, Brother Suttles. Will you come and take the offering tonight? Amen. Well, yes, the blessing,
Lord. Truly, we have so much to
do. Amen.
Oh, what has been told of the prophets that have looked beyond and gone beyond. All the report they bring back, Father. Don't miss it, they cry. Lord Jesus, what a day that's going to be. What a Jesus we shall see.
Yes, dear Lord.
Father, Lord, we look forward to it.
Amen.
Lord, prepare us.
Yes, dear Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless the offering, Father. Lord, we come to this part of the service.
Amen.
Lord, let it be used for the upbuilding.
Yes, dear Lord.
Lord, multiply it to meet all needs.
Amen.
In precious holy name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song. I have found the way.
Amen.
Found the way that leads to endless day yonder in that glory land. When the road is bright, Jesus is alive, and I hold his guiding hand. Oh, I have found a way. I have found a way. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I have found a way. So near, I will bravely meet the foe. Happy songs I'll sing in honor to the King, and to glory onward go. Oh, I have found the way. I have found Think about it. Many people probably sing that song and think that they're on that way. But when you can compare it to the Word and know the way that you're going, that you're being showed is right, exactly, precisely according to that Word. Oh, and even that He even revealed it to us to show us that way. Amen. How I just love Him tonight. How many would have a need upon your heart tonight that you'd like to take before the Lord in prayer? Gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank You, Lord, for Your mercy and Your grace in our lives. Lord, that we serve a living God, a God that hears our prayers. He knows our heart's desires. He's walking step by step. Lord, that You're walking with us. And many people may worship their different idols throughout the land. And Lord, them idols don't hear their prayers. They don't do nothing for them. They're going along in life with a hope. But Lord, we're thankful tonight, even as we come, that the needs of the people, Lord, You know every need, whatever it might be in their life. Maybe there's a need in our lives that, Lord, we don't even realize should be more important than what we're asking for. But, Lord, You know it. And, Lord, we come before Your throne of grace to ask You, Lord, that You would just meet these needs in these people's lives tonight, whatever it might be, Lord. We leave it up on You, Lord, to lead us and guide us and to make the way, Father, that these needs would be met. And, Lord, I just pray, Lord, You just continue to help us, Father. Lord, don't let go of us, Lord. Just stay right here beside us, step by step. Lord, teach us, Lord, how to yield to You. Teach us, Lord, how to lay aside all these things in life, Lord, that You can come in and, Lord, live Your life through us, that the people would see Jesus Christ living again today. The same one that walked the earth 2,000 years ago in that body is in a many-member body today. Lord, may that be our desire, Lord, that You would be living through my life. That people would see Your life living, Father. That they wouldn't see us living today, but just You, Lord Jesus. And we just thank You for Your mercy and Your grace in our lives. We're thankful, Lord, You've heard our prayers tonight. And Lord, that You've answered them already. Lord, by faith we step out and accept it, Father. And we just pray for our brother tonight as he brings the Word, Lord. May there be a hunger. May there be a desire in each and every one of our hearts, Lord, that we have come to receive that Word, Lord, that You've laid upon his heart, that it would strengthen us, Father, and help us with our walk with You as we go through this life. Lord, we know we have many tests and trials, Lord. But, Father, we're thankful for them tests and trials because, Lord, it's showing us where we're at. It may show us a weak place, Father, that needs to be overcome. And, Lord, but we thank You for that desire that You placed in our hearts to be that overcomer, to be determined not to keep making that same mistake over and over and over again. But, Lord, something's driving from the inside that says, that can't be in my life. That can't be something that people see. If it means fasting, if it means more prayer, if it means getting more into Your Word, God, if it means laying aside some things I was going to do today, Lord, until I can get this overcome in my life. May that desperation burn in each and every one of our hearts tonight, Lord. That, Father, we've got to be pleasing every day, every moment, You living Your life through us. Oh, Father, may it just burn in our hearts. And we just love and appreciate You tonight, Lord. Just ask that You just have Your way in the remainder of this service. And we just give You all the glory and all the honor in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Is there anyone that has a special tonight that you'd like to come and sing? Sister Karen? Grace? All right. Amen.
It might be a deep, dark valley or a rugged mountainside. It may be the hardest trial I've ever known. But if I'll just look to You, You'll be the one to take me through. You'll be my shelter from the raging storm. 'Cause You're the wind beneath my wings. You're the strength. And it's so good to know I don't have to walk alone. You're the wind beneath my wings. It could be a situation that seems too hard to face. It may be a heavy load I have to bear. But you said you'd be with me and you'd supply my every need. You never fail, Lord, to show how much you care. 'Cause you're the wind.
That eagle up above the storm. Hallelujah. How he's taken us above the storms in our own life. And we just thank the Lord for that tonight. Let us all stand as we ask our brother to come. And Lord, may we just believe your word. Lord, may we just let that word be alive in us, Father. Amen. Let's sing Only Believe. Only Believe.
Father, we just so thankful, Lord, to be here one more time.
Yes.
And Lord, to thankful to feel your presence. And Lord, know that you're here with us. And Lord, you've come tonight, Lord, even through these few words, Lord. It's my lips that's going to speak them, but Lord, it's your word. And Lord, your word is spirit and it is life. And Lord, it will continue to help us, Lord, and encourage us. Lord, it'll do what the work that's needed in our hearts if we'll just continue, Lord, to believe. truly believe you, Lord, and take you at your word. Lord, help each one of us, oh Lord, to yield ourselves greater unto you as we see the hour fast approaching. And Lord, we see the seriousness of the time that we're in. Lord, just continue to let your word saturate our hearts. And Lord, continue to let us be tender, Lord, and to be humble. And Lord, that the word could do the work that's needed in our hearts and in our lives. Lord, we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all. We just ask your blessings upon your word, Lord. And we'll never fail to praise you in the lovely, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Amen. We're going to turn our Bibles, if you would, to 2 Peter. Amen. Did you enjoy that message this morning?
Amen.
Amen. You know, it's messages like those that may not be easy sometimes for us to sit there. Maybe we have to sit there and we have to say, oh me. Maybe we can't say amen. But God knows. And if God's bringing something back to our attention, how thankful we ought to be.
Amen.
Amen. Judgment begins at the house of the Lord. Amen. And if we receive it here, thanks be to God, we won't have to get it over there. Hallelujah. Amen. So Lord, let me receive my judgment now. Amen. Let me climb, Lord. Let me press.
Amen.
Amen. Just in the light of the messages we've been hearing and some things, some of these things was on my heart today as he was ministering, and just as I went into my room this afternoon, the Lord kind of put some more with it just to read, and I thought we'd just read it. Amen. But here in 2 Peter, begin at the 15th verse of the first chapter. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard, and when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And may the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Amen. What is that Holy Ghost? God in spirit form. Amen. Moved and wrote to things, the very things our brother read this morning and has been reading. And just thinking upon these things and the assurance that should be coming into our hearts as we hear this word and as we begin to line up to it and we can see that it's taken place in our heart. But above all, I think of Abraham. It said he endured by two things, that he knew God couldn't change and God couldn't lie. And how today, as we face this world and we travel life's journey and we see all the different ideas and opinions that surround us, but how God is truly focusing our mind and attention to his word. And he interprets his own word. Amen. He's there to back it up and vindicate it and make sure it comes alive.
Amen.
And I'd just like to read a few things. I won't hold you long. It's just being a Sunday evening service. But you know, I think a lot of the things our brother said this morning and last Sunday. And you know, even as I ministered last Thursday evening about our actions, time is telling where we've reached that place. The fruit's in the top of the tree. And it's time now for maturity. Time for all things. The greenness has got to be gone.
Amen.
And there's only one thing can bring that, and that's God's word.
Amen.
And if we follow it to the letter, it'll be flawless. Just like God wants it to be. It'll be perfect the way God wants it
Amen.
To be.
Amen.
Hearing the message, God is his own interpreter. The Brother Branham had read this verse, and I just want to pick up on page 3, down about paragraph 12, and this was preached February 5th, 1964. And he says, I was speaking here not long ago in a meeting, and a man said to me, Brother Branham, you have the wrong interpretation. You don't interpret that right. And he says, now here we go. The Methodists, they say the Baptists don't interpret it right. And the Baptists say the Pentecostals don't. And the Pentecostals say the oneness don't. And the oneness say the assemblies don't. And each one says the others don't. And today we've got this message church saying this one doesn't interpret it right. And this one doesn't interpret it right. And this one's wrong. And this one's right. But God is his own interpreter, and he sent down his precious word to a bride, not to an individual group of people gathered in any one building. But he sent his word to the bride. And hallelujah, it will be him interpreting that word to her. And God, the Holy Ghost on the inside, is the teacher that will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Just as our brother renewed our minds that the ministry would come. And oh, they'll bring the word. And you'll know it's the word by the way it lines up 100% in that scripture. And the Holy Ghost on the inside's right there saying, that's right. That's right. Amen. Right down the line. He says, and each one says the other one don't, but God is his own interpreter. He don't need anybody to interpret for him. He does his own interpreting. Who is the man that can interpret God? God is his own interpreter. Now, Peter speaking here, we find out that in the beginning when God said, let there be light. And we have heard Brother Branham use this illustration so many times. But let it strike your heart in a greater reality. As our brother was closing out this morning and he read the quote out of Who Is This Melchizedek, that it would throw your body subject to that precious word, let these gel together. As he says, Peter speaking here, we find that in the beginning when God said, let there be light, there was light. That's the interpretation to it. When God said anything, it was manifested. Then it was God's interpretation that his word is right. See? When he said, let there be light, and that was in his thinking. First, before there was such a thing as a light. And when he said, let there be light, light sprung into the skies. That's the interpretation. Nobody has to interpret that, for God said so, and there it was. And when God speaks, it's manifested. And that's the interpretation of his word. Why can't men see that, and why don't people see that? When God makes a promise, and God says in the beginning in Genesis, he allotted his word to each age. As it come down from the beginning to the end and down through the ages. The church world has got all these things all mixed up by traditions and so forth. But God always sends on the scene down through the Old Testament and the new prophets. The word of the Lord comes to the prophet. And how does it do it? It manifests the word of God in God's manifestation. And that tells whether it's right or wrong. Nobody has to interpret it. The word interprets itself. God promised it. And there it happens. What good does it do to say anything about it? Who is the sinful man that would try to say when God made a promise and God does it that the interpretation is wrong? That's God himself doing his own interpretation, interpreting it. He don't need anybody to interpret him. He interprets himself by manifesting what he promised that he would do. And oh, if the church could only see that and see that the promises that's allotted for each age and all other ages God sent on the scene, even down through the seven church age, has manifested everything he promised to do, everything. There's not one thing left undone exactly. What he said he would do, that he did. Amen. And how he handed down a prescription through the Apostle Peter in the book of Acts. Repent and be baptized. Look how many people has tried to take that away, but you take it the way God wrote it and watch it do the work in your life that's needed. And to your children and them, there are as many as far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. God's word was vindicated and proved right. It didn't need somebody else to step in and say, this is how it was. God interpreted it and sent the manifestation behind it. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said he'd have a bride in this age. She'd be without spot, without wrinkle. Standing there in his righteousness, clothed with his holiness. She's going to be there. Amen. And what's going to get her there? God's spoken word. Amen. He's going to do it. Hallelujah. Amen. But just to renew our minds to a few things. As here in the message, Perfect Faith, we've heard this many times over the last few days, August 25th, 1963. He's talking about Jesus. He said, he had faith with his power. How did he? He said, I can do nothing in myself. That was the first revelation. That in myself and in ourselves, we can do nothing. Amen. Why? He relied upon what he was. He relied in knowing that he was the Word. And he had faith in God who had made him the Word. He was God, the Word, and they was in him. And that gave him faith because he understood his position. He knew what he was because the scripture had said he was this. And here every scripture, amen, listen to that, every scripture tied in to prove that he was exactly what the scripture said he would be, and he knew that he was. Amen. Therefore, he relied upon what God had made him. And if he did that, then can't we rely upon what God has made us as believers? These signs shall follow them that believe. He had faith in what he was.
Yes.
And if you're a believer, that's what our brother was speaking about this morning. If we're truly believers, these signs are going to follow us.
Amen.
Our mouths will be under control. Our actions is going to be right with that word. Everything about us is going to come in tune.
Amen.
Then we can have assurance when we can see my body quickly turn and match that word. When I quickly see the word come, and it says here, as our brother was testifying, as I see situations arise in my life, and I see the word come on the scene, and it's dealt with Christ-like. When I can see that expression, not, oh, somebody's making me do it. No. But God on the scene, in the control seat of the heart, the will in the middle of the will, bringing everything right in tune with his precious word. He says, if you're a believer, you have faith in what you are. And if you've got faith in God, the Bible says over here, if our hearts condemn us, then we can't have faith. And if our hearts don't condemn us, then we have faith. We have confidence towards God. If you want to read that, found in St. John 3:21. But as long as you're doing things wrong, and that's what the Holy Spirit's trying to show us, is take me at my word. I said that a life that was filled with the Holy Spirit and me on the control seat, this is what that life would be.
Amen.
And we've got to forget all of our past experiences of, well, that's okay, and this is okay, and you're a good person, don't worry about that. But we've got to push that all aside.
Amen.
And it don't matter what our station is in life or who we are. We've got to pull it back to this precious word, and the word is telling us. It's showing us. God has given us an opportunity now to make sure we can match what's setting there. And if that desire is burning on the inside, then Lord, let me get there to be exactly what you want me to be. But if you're doing things wrong, you can't have confidence towards God. See? You can't. You'll automatically know that you're wrong. You'll automatically put yourself back there a sinner by knowing that you're wrong. But when your heart don't condemn you, and you know you're a believer, there's nothing between you and God. You can ask what you will and know that it'll be given, because it's the word that's given you, just like it was to those disciples. And how this precious word is coming, and how we should be able to see that taking place in our life, how it's drawing us to that place. Maybe we find a short place. Maybe even this morning, in the light of the word, there's something down on the inside that said, oh, I'm short. But as our brother said, what's that desire doing down on the inside? Is it driving us farther, or is it, oh, he couldn't have been talking to me this morning. He was talking to my brother on the other bench. That shows that it's wrong. That right there alone, if you automatically want to push the word to someone else, then ourselves is wrong. We must take it to our own doorstep and sweep our own doorstep clean and say, Lord, what's in there for me? Lord, where am I lacking? What am I short in?
Amen.
This is an individual affair. I want my brother to go. I want my sisters to go. But by God's grace, I've got to get there. Amen. I've got to be one to complete this race.
Amen.
And that's the word is to me. When I come through those doors and the word begins to speak, it's not to my brother or my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, that stands in the need of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. But oh, it's got to be personal, that God is coming to meet with you when you come here. You're not coming here to be heard and saw by anybody else that's singing, but you're coming in here to get your heart prepared for the hearing of the word, and you're singing unto the Lord. Oh my, the same one that one day you're going to stand on streets of gold by his mercy and grace and have a chance to praise him. Set at a table and he's going to come around and wipe the tears from our eyes. Oh, that same one is in here when we come. He's here with us. He's in us.
Amen.
Amen. I brought him. And oh, how that ought to just, when we lift up our hands to praise and worship him, that ought to be on our minds. Because if I can't do it here, I'm sure not going to be able to do it there. But oh, it's got to be a life. Every word of God has got to be fulfilled and expressed.
Amen.
Amen. We live in the greatest age there ever was. Amen. The prophets long to see this age.
Amen.
But oh, how our prophet showed us it was the most deceptive age.
Yes.
And how God is fortifying us with his word, making sure that we're not swept away with false doctrine and with men's ideas.
Yes.
But Lord, taking us straight back to the word, and he's interpreting
Amen.
His own word.
Amen.
Amen. All he's got to do is be brought back.
Yes.
Oh my, it does the work that's needed. Hallelujah. I read this not a few services ago. This is in the Message Identification, preached January 23rd, 1963. Just wanted to read it again with this. He says, And now he was God's word expressed. And he said, now if you can't believe me, believe the works that I do. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. That's the very thing that tells who I am. See, that's the one who says who I am. The scriptures tell who I am. And let me take that a little further, Brother Branham says, will you? The scriptures is what tells you, what expresses you, and it expresses me. Amen. So this morning, as we sit here under that cutting hot sun, it's expressing to me, to you. We're waiting in there, and it's expressing to me where I'm standing. And oh, my thanks be to God. If I found I was okay in matching that word on one side, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. If I found myself on the other side, Lord, I'm going to get to the other side. Amen. That's the way it's burning in our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. God placed that in there. We're growing as calves in the stall, and God brings the word. Sometimes that you have to break that little lamb's leg. You got to do what you have to do to get their attention. But God knows when and where to do it. Amen. And oh my, it'll work out to his glory and honor. Amen. Thank you. Amen. But God has to use men. That's his voices for this day. And oh my, may we truly, we should be far enough along to realize, as Brother Branham used to say many times, he would that he could just not even show up on the platform and just speak the word. But how that ought to be the true reality. Don't look at the messenger, but look at the word and look at what God is speaking to your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. He says here, and I don't mean that with no disrespect to our pastor, but God knows our hearts. He knows. We don't want to ever get back to the place where we think we've got to ask our pastor, what have I got to do next? Because that's missing the revelation of what God said he would do in a people's life. Amen.
He said, the scriptures tell what we are, and it's so loud our voice can't even be heard. Our life speaks louder than our voice, see? And it's God's way of letting us see what we are. Amen.
And we're coming down to the closing moments of time. That's what we're looking for. We want this word to show us. Show me now, Lord, where I need to be. Amen. Show me what I've missed, Lord. What did I hear that I didn't get a revelation of? Lord, bring it back. Make it real to me. For every word's got to be alive, because with that word comes, with it comes results. Even as our brother was talking about throwing a ball, when you throw it, there's a result of an action. And it's the same way with the word. When it strikes your heart, there's got to be a result that comes forth from it. Amen. It's got to express itself. It can't help it. Because God said he would express to this people and to this nation that he was alive. Yes. Amen. And how's he going to do it? Through your hands and my hands. Yes. My mouth, your mouth, our eyes, our ears, yes, our actions, our expressions will be him. Amen. Living. But oh my, we must. And this is a very familiar quote, but I wanted to read it again. Amen. And you know, it just strikes home more and more with every word as it comes forth. But then recognizing your day and its message, preached July 26, 1964, a very familiar quote. But listen, showing one thing, this is at the bottom of page 13, showing one thing, that man, when you die or whatever, when you leave this world, your nature don't change. If you're a liar now, you'd be a liar there. If you're a hothead here, you'd be a hothead there. If you're a doubter here, you'd be a doubter there. Men and women, it's time to shake yourselves and examine yourselves and see where we're standing, for death don't change it. And if the Lord appeared in the morning, this night, the way I'm standing now is the way I would rise. And if I'm a doubter, if I've got any of this in my life where I'm unbelieving one word, one thing, I'm not going to rise. For God said it would be 100%. The overcomer will he grant to sit with him in his throne. And there will be that expression of overcoming in every life. Amen. We might make a mistake right before the Lord comes, but you watch that life. It'll be placed under the blood, and it'll be a true mistake. But oh my, don't let this word be, oh brother, you don't know what you're talking about. Listen to what God said. I didn't say it. I didn't write it. God moved on the prophet's heart and had him put it in pen just the way he wanted it. And that's what we must realize with every word of God. It's not up for discussion. It's not up for maybe he could have meant this direction. You take it the way God wrote it. Amen. He says, for death, don't change it. They've been gone for 2,000 years. Moses for about 2,500. Elijah for ever since. Almost 2,500 years had Elijah been gone. And Moses had been gone. And there they return with the same nature to do the same things. Death don't do nothing to a man but change his dwelling place. It don't change your nature. It doesn't change your faith.
It doesn't change nothing about you but your dwelling place. So which way your nature is this morning, if you're a doubter of God's word, you'd be a doubter over there. I don't care how holy you are, how you live, how good you live. It wouldn't change you one bit to die, just your dwelling place. And if you can't accept the whole word of God the way it's written, you wouldn't do it there. So don't worry, you won't be there. You've got to accept it in its fullness, in the power of its vindication and the revelation of what it is. And then you become a part of it. And it's only his word that he'll raise up, as he did his word on the first Easter morning. Only his word came forth, and those who had died in his word, believing his word, and vindicated his word. Amen. And by God's grace, I cry, Lord, let me see more vindication in my life. That, Lord, every word is lining up. Amen. I may see, may find a short place. And, Lord, let it be mended. Let me press. And that desire proves. You find that short place, it will be mended if that desire is in there. It'll be overcome. Amen. But God looks at our heart and he knows from the end to the out. But oh my, what we are now is determining where we will be. And we must let the word truly take and shine it into our hearts and truly take it with a reality. The Lord, you're telling me where I'm standing. But oh, that's the assurance that will build. When you can see your life line up with that, when you can see the things of the world grow strangely dim and see your focus to this and this only, that's the assurance. Oh my, when you can see that life generating out of this body, you can see the characteristics of love, as our brother spoke on that one service a couple weeks ago, the things that was read on that Thursday evening. Look at all of these things gelling together to prove that it's every word that's written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. All things, as our brother ministered on here a few months ago. Look at the picture of what God is doing. The reality he's bringing with his word. Don't get focused in on other people that's following this message. Other people that claim to believe the prophet's message, and they want to tell you this, and they want to keep your eyes on what God said. Only what God said. And make sure it runs 100% through there. And if it's in there, you watch it vindicate out your life. It'll happen just the way it is. Amen. Because what did Brother Branham say, Christ is the mystery of God revealed to believers? If the life that was produced in this Bible doesn't produce through us, we've got the wrong revelation. But oh my, by God's grace, we can see it. Take it and generate and get a hold of us. We can see things being trimmed off. We can see things being overcome. But oh, thank God for the sun that shines. Thank God for a ministry that'll stand and bring the word. It's wonderful to come in and jump and shout and talk about the millennium. It's wonderful to talk about Israel and all the things that's happening in the land. That's wonderful. But that ain't given me no assurance. But this word being vindicated and shining that light down in there, shining around the corners of your heart, looking, searching, pulling out them little dirty, cringy things that need to be overcome. God is showing me he still cares. Because if he didn't care about me, he'd let me go on. But by God's grace, I can see that word shining. Amen. Coming right down, pressing. And by God's grace, there's a desire. There's something down on the inside that's responding. Lord, I'm going to get there. Amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for what Jesus is doing for you? Amen. I'm so glad that Jesus brought me out. Hallelujah. I'm so glad he set my feet on a rock to stay. Glory, you sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. I thank God for his precious word. Amen. You know, when you begin to look into that precious word, you see a lot of things. And sometimes you don't like what you see when you look in that mirror. But God's given us an opportunity to correct it. Give us an opportunity to make it right. Amen. And hallelujah, may we take every advantage that he's given us. Oh my, run to him freely. Hallelujah. You can stand if you'd like. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. I'm so glad Jesus brought me out. Amen. I'm so glad
that the Lord brought me out. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. If it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. I'm so glad that the Lord
life, and you see the places you've stumbled in, many times you've hurt him. But oh, to see that hand of love is still right there.
Amen.
Son, I'm going to get you there.
Glory,
if you'll just listen to me, if you'll just come the way I'm showing you,
hallelujah,
you're going to make it. Amen. And may each one of us truly yield to him. Hallelujah. Let him have his way. Amen. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out.
Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord.
Since the Lord brought me out. Oh, I've been praying since the Lord brought me out. If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, I'm so glad.
Sure he's glad what he's done for you. Amen. And by his grace, he'll take us through. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we appreciate very much those precious words of encouragement and strength, Lord, and assurance. Oh, it's so good to see what you're doing in this hour, Lord, and where so many are in darkness and are not sure, and Lord, are so distracted by many different things in life. But, oh, God, I pray that you'll help us, Lord. Help the little bride all over the earth, wherever she is. Lord, help us to attend upon you without distraction. Lord, help us to give our lives completely to you, what you require now in these last few moments of time that's left. Oh, we're so appreciative of that. I say it many times, Lord, but I mean it with all my heart. I'm so thankful for that desire. Oh, God, I think so many times, where would I be if I wouldn't have had that desire given to me? But, Lord, I appreciate it. I appreciate it with all my heart. Oh, God. May you just continue, Lord, to fill us to abundance with that precious desire. Lord, it'll drive. Lord, it'll keep us on the straight and narrow way. Oh, we appreciate you, Lord, with all our heart. May your blessings be upon us now as we leave this little place. Oh, God, as we say many times also, as David said, I keep thee always before me, that I sin not against thee, oh, God. Help us to do so, Lord. We thank you for all things now. We appreciate you and love you with all our heart. In your holy, glorious name we pray, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Amen. Hallelujah. And may God bless you. You're dismissed. Oh, before I'm dismissed, make sure any brothers want to be a song leader or a trustee, make sure you give me your papers. Make sure I got them all. And then Lord willing, maybe vote next Sunday. All right. God bless you now.